Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
There are two other matters that are of concern that I've tried to address with individual council members in the past 2 months, but I did feel the council need to be made aware of at this point because I've not been able to find a resolution.
So Alex Andrade, the city attorney for the city of Milton, also state representative, after a work session and most of the meeting going through, we get to the point where things are about to become very, very interesting, I would say. If you follow along at home with the never-ending Russian soap opera that is the Milton City Council, you expect something, and here's your something. So he is about to, explain the problems that he's been having with two city council members.
There are two other matters that are of concern that I've tried to address with individual council members in the past 2 months, but I did feel the council need to be made aware of at this point because I've not been able to find a resolution. The first is related to Councilwoman Farrow. In response to a public records request, I received a document on June 12th that contained an email from an unknown email address to, at that point on September 5th, 2023, when the email was received, was sent to Don Molinaro.
Okay, Don Molinaro is the former city clerk. Marilyn Farrow is a city council member. Okay, so far, not such a big deal. But because there had been a disclosure of text messages from Tom Powers, who is another person kind of embroiled in all of this, a member of one of the city boards, he had responded to the records request that Alex Andrade had sent to him with a lot of information, including evidence of other people not disclosing public records that they should have disclosed. And this is what Alex is getting ready to explain, is what exactly happened in the one that he's going to talk about.
First is related to Councilwoman Farrow. In response to a public records request, I received a document on June 12th that contained an email from an unknown email address to, at that point on September 5th, 2023, when the email was received, was sent to Don Molinaro. If you may recall, on September 5th, the evening of September 5th, we had a city council meeting. At 3 p.m. before that city council meeting, I sent an email to Councilman Farrow laying out my concerns and considerations regarding a claim for unpaid compensation time that had no basis in contract or law.
And this is relevant because if information is being passed from the attorney to a city council member about an agenda item on a meeting, and then she's passing information about that email on to the person with whom they're in an adversarial discussion about whether to pay her or not for after terminating her, that's a problem.
Immediately upon reviewing the document, I reached out to Councilwoman Farrow and asked certain questions to try and clarify and determine exactly what had occurred. And to date, no answers have been provided.
So what actually did happen? What's so weird about this email? Here you go.
At 3 p.m. before that city council meeting, I sent an email to Councilman Farrow laying out my concerns and considerations regarding a claim for unpaid compensation time that had no basis in contract or law. Instead of simply forwarding that email, Councilman Farrow printed that email off, took photos of that email, used her private email to send it to Don Molinaro, and in less than 1 hour of receiving that email, Ms. Molinaro sent that email, the photos of it at least, to the mayor's private email.
And I'm sorry, I played these just a little bit out of order chronologically, so it's my fault. But you get, so he's advising a city councilwoman about an upcoming matter at a meeting regarding what he believes to be an illegal proposed payment to Don Molinaro. He says that the evidence shows that Marilyn Farrow took that email, took a picture of the email with her phone, then sent that picture to Don Molinaro, as in didn't just forward the email, which would have been bad to begin with, but tried to avoid, why else would you do this? Tried to avoid creating a document trail and sent instead the picture of the email to Don, who then sent it to the mayor. Weird things afoot at the Circle K, my friends.
I've discussed this before at council meetings. I can't do my job if information is withheld from me. It's my job to protect the city. I have certain ethical and professional duties based in the Florida rules of professional conduct that the bar puts out to protect the city. It's my responsibility to do everything I can, just like in the case related to Yellow River Ranch, to protect the city. But I cannot do that if the members of this board will not share information with me.
So, photocopy gate, or not photogate. He lets that simmer a little bit, and then he talks about Mike Cusack's refusal to provide public records. We have covered that, but I'm gonna wait for that one because I want to give you a little bit of resolution on the Marilyn Farrow, because he's laying out what she's doing and what's alleged, and they're not cooperating. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're at the intersection of Gregory and 9th Avenue, headed northbound on 9th Avenue, you will see some major delays there, but no accident associated with that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, so Alex Andrade is explaining that we've got a city councilwoman who seems to be deliberately trying to avoid creating a document trail in using the phone to take a picture of an email and share it with somebody she shouldn't have shared it with, okay, that could potentially adversely affect the city financially, and does sort of seem to hint at an ethics violation, if not actually prove it. So then he goes on to the second one, which was the Mike Cusack records. I'm going to skip that for the moment so we can stay kind of on target here. And then he gets done, and she says, you're all finished, and she asks for a chance to respond.
Madam Mayor, may I respond to this portion of his comments about me?
You may, but are you sure you want to?
Briefly, yes.
I'm just concerned for you.
It's okay. All right.
It's such a weird thing to say. So the mayor is running the meeting, and she's like, are you sure you want to say anything? Because if you say it, then it's like on the record, right? And, you know, I'm concerned for you. Be careful. Don't talk. Defendest not thyself. One dost not know what one might say in passing. So Marilyn Farrow says,
Alex, I did reply to your email within 24 hours. I answered your questions. I have provided you everything I have, and to my knowledge, I have complied with the law. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Councilwoman Farrow.
Here's Alex Andrade.
Did you provide me the email that you sent to Don Molinaro?
I respect myself too much to answer your additional questions here.
That's a public records request that I submitted to you a month ago.
I answered your questions. Thank you.
I'd like to now take the fifth, please. I respect myself too much to answer your question. Because the answer is no. She hasn't provided it. And he's asking her the question, if I made a public records request, you say you've complied with the law. Have you provided this record? I don't prefer to answer that question right now. So, Alex continues.
Okay, for the rest of the council's benefit, I requested the copy of the email that Councilwoman Farrow submitted to Don Molinaro over a month ago. It's not been provided. I asked Councilwoman Farrow the context of why she took a photo of a public record email instead of simply forwarding it. I gave Councilwoman Farrow the benefit of the doubt and asked City IT to see if there's any evidence that she's forwarded emails, public record emails, from her city work email. And there was two other instances from the same day where she is capable and understood how to forward emails from her city email.
You know, like maybe she just didn't know how to forward, and that's why she was doing the whole take a picture and send that instead, right? I mean, this is a little tongue-in-cheek, but it's kind of proving the point that she's deliberately doing it in a very weird way for some purpose, right? And what other purpose besides to avoid creating evidence?
She did not explain why she printed this specific email off, took photos of it, and used her private email account to forward it along to Don Molinaro. And again, this was a topic related to the financial benefit of a private individual. And it still appears that there were actions in violation of Chapter 119, the Florida Public Records Act, solely for the financial benefit of a private individual. And I have attempted to address this privately for over a month and have not been able to get satisfactory answers from Councilwoman Farah.
So now you follow this crazy story? So Mayor Lindsay tends to be often aligned with Marilyn Farah and Mike Cusack. Mike Cusack's not involved in this just yet for the moment. And Don Molinaro at the time, city clerk. And the email about whether they should be compensating Don Molinaro, as in the legal advice being provided by Alex Andrade to the council members in advance of the meeting of whether they're going to pay her for after terminating her, Marilyn Farah prints that, takes a picture, sends it with her private email to Don Molinaro, sort of like pre-meeting prep, hey, here's where we're going with all this, which again seems very much to be a sort of breach of ethics to me anyway. And then when Alex finds out about all this, he asks her, hey, why'd you do this? And her answer is, I have done nothing wrong. I'm done answering your questions. So Mayor Lindsay asks the natural question.
Is your report concluded?
Yes, Mayor.
Yes. So Jeff Snow, city council member, who's kind of on the other side of the alignment, the other six, okay?
Is this something that needs to just go to the appropriate authorities to handle?
Fair question.
Was that a question for me?
Yes, sir.
Councilman Snow, I believe what's in the best interest of the city is for every council member to recommit to acting transparently and honestly and share information with city staff that's important and critical to complying with state statute and avoiding liability.
Just do better. Stop playing these games. I mean, the printing off of the email so you can take a picture with your phone and then use your private email to send. I mean, it's just, it's kindergarten cops, man. It's crazy stuff, right?
I don't believe that this specific act exposes the city to much liability because the council ultimately voted, I believe, correctly, not to give an illusory amount of money to a private individual last September.
Yeah, so they did not approve the money, so there's no real liability for the city for this, what again to me looks very much like a clear breach of ethics, and going out of her way to kind of hide it, you know, put it under the park bench and then Shifty will come by later to pick it up. You know, like that kind of an approach, right? And he just says, look, there's no liability, so just do better.
However, this is a cultural issue that if it is not addressed, will lead in the future to other instances that could expose the city to liability in the future. Simply put, I'm just asking members of the city council to act like adults and recognize the trust that they ask city voters to put in them to serve in these positions.
And Jeff Snow says, do we need a state attorney's investigation? Actually pushes for one to be requested, basically. And a couple of other council members, you know, said they're not quite to that point yet. Let's talk about it later. So that's where they landed on all of this. But look, you know, I have followed the city of Milton now for a couple of years, and I firmly believe that Ginger Bowden needs to do a full investigation and just wrangle all this nonsense out. Because it's just every next step of it is more insanity. And figuring out who did or didn't do what laws were not broken, if there are recommendations for charges. I mean, it's like if this were the finances of the city, you would demand an outside audit. Like the state senators and representatives would be ordering an audit for the city if this were like a financial mismanagement thing. But because it's a public records issue. There's no like comparable thing to an audit other than having a state attorney's investigation. Full blown, across the board, everything. And at this point, I mean, there's just really no other good answer here. So we'll see what they decide at their next meeting, but I want it, and they should want it, because if you do bad, you want the bad to be exposed, and if you didn't do bad, you want your names to be cleared. 625 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
No accident to let you know about right now, but we are seeing some delays at University Parkway and Nine Mile Road in both the north-south. Just at that intersection, you're going to see major backups. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get beach time and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
2018. Congressman Matt Gaetz flies off to the Bahamas on a private trip to meet a marijuana investor and at least five young female escorts. Among them, the teenage girl. The investor made millions thanks to Gaetz's marijuana bill. But that's how you do business with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Maybe I should have hooked him up to Bessie and then took the boot off.
It's okay. Doc didn't let him have a lot of gas, so he'll run out of gas soon. He'll be fine. 628 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McGay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
The Department of Justice opening an investigation into a deputy-involved shooting of Sonya Massey earlier this month in Springfield, Illinois. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump now representing that family, and they've met with the state's governor. Massey was shot and killed by a now former sheriff's deputy inside of her home after calling 911 to report a possible intruder. 200 people were arrested, an estimated 200 people, at a pro-Palestinian protest at a congressional building on Capitol Hill yesterday. Those arrests come as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is set to address a joint session of Congress today. The protesters were warned by Capitol Police before they were arrested, zip-tied, and escorted away. And Team USA men's soccer begins its run in the Paris Olympics today. They'll play France in the first of three group stage matches.
Yeah, as I was looking through my DVR today and just like, oh, we're already having soccer, because they do that now with like the pool play, you know, before for the sports that require, you know, you got to wait a day between, you got to play a lot of these matches or whatever. So yeah, looking forward to seeing actual Olympics happening today. David, thanks so much for the update. Okay. I got the best text in here, John. You ready for this? 437-1620. Every time I listen to Days of R. Milton, I want to run for city office. Mainly because I may have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm sure I can do it better than them.
Amen. That's all I can say is amen.
Oh, wow. Well, let me say this. Running for office is not easy. It just isn't. And it's a lot of work, and you endure a lot of scrutiny and a lot of criticism and hatred and poor treatment on social media. I don't envy anybody in public office, but the rule I have is just tell the truth and try to be decent.
Fox News.
You'll be okay on my show.
Crowley, another historic day. President Biden gives an Oval Office address tonight on what lies ahead after ending his re-election bid. And at the Capitol already, mass Gaza protests with Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu to speak before a joint meeting of Congress. VP Kamala Harris will not preside. Presidential candidate Donald Trump posting he looks forward to meeting Israel's leader Friday and achieving peace in the Middle East. FBI Director Wray testifies on the Bureau's investigation of the Trump assassination attempt. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle has resigned. Now the agency reported recommending the former president keep his rallies indoors. Florida Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna tells Fox.
This was obviously a lapse in judgment for Secret Service, and I do believe that if they assign the proper details and also they do their jobs, he will continue to be able to do...
America's outside. Listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. 78 degrees right now. Looks like mostly cloudy skies in Pensacola. Ascension Sacred Heart Hospital, now one of only 11 hospitals in the state to be designated as a level one trauma care facility. That announcement from the hospital yesterday. They say they're the only level one trauma care facility in the Florida Panhandle and the only one that serves both Florida and Alabama. According to a news release, the hospital includes 24-hour in-house board-certified surgeons and anesthesiologists, 10 specialty care teams, and 2 neurosurgeons. Pensacola Energy customers shouldn't expect refunds anytime soon. This after a judge's ruling last week that the city unlawfully collected franchise fees for decades. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves told reporters yesterday that a lot of residents have already been reaching out.
Evaluating an appeal. You guys received a press release from a law firm, the law firm representing the other side, the plaintiff. Because of that, we've had lots of phone calls to our 311 department asking where people can pick up checks. That is not, we are nowhere near that, regardless of what we decide.
The ruling from Judge Jan Shackelford came after a class action lawsuit that was filed in 2015. She ruled that because the franchise fees were illegally collected, the city would be on the hook to repay between $18 and $20 million to Pensacola Energy customers that live within city limits. The State Board of Education set to make a decision on whether high school athletes can be paid for endorsement deals.
So there are going to be hesitations. We're going to feel nervous. But I do really believe that this is going to put us on par with the rest of the country.
That is Board Chair Monica Colucci. She says name, image, likeness is still a work in progress and things could still need to be tweaked. If the Board of Education does approve allowing high schoolers to profit off of name, image, likeness deals, Florida would join 30 other states that have similar rules. Florida Senator Rick Scott says whistleblowers have come forward with claims of massive amounts of government fraud, waste, and abuse at the southern border. He was at a roundtable discussion yesterday talking about border security. Scott says the Biden-Harris administration caused the border to collapse, and he called it a complete failure. And former President Trump will be hosting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at Mar-a-Lago this week. Trump announcing on Truth Social they'll be meeting on Friday. Of course, today Netanyahu delivers an address to a joint meeting of Congress. It is 6:34 at News Radio Pensacola. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. John, what are you seeing on the roads?
Well, it's brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. No accidents to report right now, but if you are traveling from Pace to Pensacola on Highway 90, starting to see a minor slowdown with that construction delays right there. So watch your speed on that. Speed limit's 35 as posted. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing scattered showers and thunderstorms as we go throughout the day today. 70% chance of rain, high near 88. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. For Thursday, 70% chance of rain does continue, high near 89. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 75. Keeping the scattered showers around for Friday with a 70% chance of rain, high near 89. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, we've got 79 degrees. Cloudy in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, 77 in Milton. Let's get a look at our financial report.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. U.S. customers who bought a new General Motors vehicle last quarter paid an average of just under $50,000, a price that helped increase the company's net income 15% year over year. GM Chief Financial Officer Paul Jacobson said he does not see his company cutting prices very much, despite industry analyst predictions of growing U.S. new vehicle inventories and bigger discounts. GM shares are down 1%. Pennsylvania Student Financial Aid Agency is looking to shrink its workforce by 80 positions over the coming year as it finally ends its role as a federal student loan servicer. One employee has already been laid off this month, and three more are possible in August, according to spokeswoman Bethany Coleman. This planned workforce reduction will bring the number of the agency's employees to 910. That is down from 2250 3 years ago. Futures are moderately lower. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials lost 57. That's Your Money Now.
And right now, 6:36, our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio, Pensacola.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
At Pennair Credit Union, we know that road trips don't start by driving into the sunset. A day at the beach doesn't begin with packing the car. Even car shopping doesn't really start at the dealership. Your new car journey begins with an auto loan pre-approval from Pennair Credit Union. Because at Pennair, auto financing is easy. And when you get pre-approval before you shop, you'll be ready to hit the road when you find the perfect car. Get started at Pennair.org/car loan. Whether it's new, used, or refinanced, vehicle loans from Pennair Credit Union fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Join Tim Ireland from Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys, tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home. Information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home, and answer questions on how they work.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola is the best place to reach informative, local, and dependable listeners. But did you know you can reach sports fanatics on one of our family of radio stations, ESPN Pensacola? It's our area's top place to reach sports fans.
I'm Robin, general manager with Stonebrook Golf Club. We enjoy working with the ESPN local radio team. Great service and delivered results. To reach area sports enthusiasts, I recommend advertising with ESPN Radio.
To have your business reach sports fans today, call 850-262-6000.
it's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
It came from. It's just where my brain goes whenever I hear that music. Elizabeth, I'm coming to meet you, Elizabeth. This is the big one. 6:40 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. People over 45 are dying, and people under 30 are like, is Andrew having a stroke? I mean, you know, that's probably the difference. Joining us now by phone, we have Bruce Woody. He is the executive director of the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority, more affectionately known as ECUA. ECUA. Bruce, I don't know, I'm in a weird mood today. Bruce, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
You don't know what to make of all that, do you? I know, it's fair. So you guys had your meeting yesterday, your board had its meeting yesterday, and made some preliminary decisions regarding rates, is that right?
That is true. When we discuss the budget for the given year, first thing we do certainly is review incoming revenues and expenses over the previous year. Operating expenses are up almost 8%. However, we did a lot of belt tightening and cut expenses in several locations, took on some new initiatives to tighten our belt. Even though the CPI is pushing 3.5% to 4% the last several months, our recommended rate increase for next year is a flat, even 3%. We discussed that for an increase for water and wastewater rates, as well as for our solid waste collection, sanitation, trash collection rates.
Okay, so the expenses are up 8%. CPI, Consumer Price Index, is up 3 or 4%. And the board has recommended initial rate increase of 3% across the board for waste and wastewater, and then also sanitation, which is, you know, bulk waste, collection of trash, debris, large items, all of that kind of stuff, and recycling. So, you know, as a consumer, I look at this and I ask questions and I say things like, okay, so what did you cut back on? Where did you find that fat to trim? Because, you know, if expenses go up 8%, and you're only increasing by 3%, it seems like there's a delta there. There's a gap where I'm not interested in a big rate increase, but I do understand that if the costs go up, the price goes up. So where did you find the space to save money?
That comes from a couple of different sources. Some it came from changing vendors and getting some better price rates on chemicals and things that are involved in the process. We've also taken on some internal projects. For instance, our engineering division, one of the budget approvals, resolutions approved last night, we're taking on some projects that we used to have an outside vendor do for flow monitoring and rain gauge monitoring, part of our requirements for our permits through FDEP. We took that project on in-house, we're using in-house staff. We bought instead of leasing some equipment, and we anticipate a savings of about $750,000 over the next 4 years. So we've been looking at opportunities here and there to try to make things more financially efficient for our customers. We're a public entity, not a private entity, so our purpose for our customers is to keep the rates as low as we can and provide as best service as we can.
And the meeting to finalize those rate increases comes up when?
August 27th is the public hearing when we discuss the final rate-setting resolution. Customers will see some information in their bills that will identify those dates and provide some other information.
Would it be I have not watched the meeting. I typically don't watch the ECUA meetings, but would it be fair to characterize your board as don't love it that in an election year they have to propose a rate increase? Is that a fair way to say it?
Yeah, more than fair. There was little bit of anxiety that request or discussion might need to be a little bit higher than that. I think in the end, we're actually pretty pleased that we're able to come in at the lower number.
All right, well, I mean, I'll ask the question, is that a high enough increase from your perspective?
As far as operations, I think we'll be fine. My long-term concerns have more to do with capital projects for ongoing needs. As you hear in the national media, we're not any different. We're an organization that has infrastructure that dates back 100 years or more in some parts of the older parts of the city, and the rate at which we're replacing and upgrading equipment is probably the long-term concern in terms of reinvestment in the system.
Okay.
And that'll always be a challenge.
Okay, because, I mean, you know, look, I'm an adult. Treat me like an adult. If the rates need to be even higher, you know, persuade me that that's the case. I always worry that election years get people to do, you know, sometimes they do things they shouldn't do, and sometimes they do less than they should do, you know. And, I mean, I understand, you know, the need to get reelected, but I also, that's why I asked you the question. We're talking to Bruce Woody. He is the executive director for ECUA. Bruce, hang on for just a second. We're going to get Traffic on the Fives. I have a couple other follow-up questions for you. John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives.
I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Some minor delays on West Cervantes and Palafox Street. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thank you so much, John. Back to Bruce Woody, the executive director at ECUA. The Bayou Marcus repairs to the boardwalk and that entire project is still underway?
Yes, that's a very popular facility for our for the people in Escambia County. That project continues to remain open half of the time while we do a rehabilitation project. We're doing two things for the public's benefit, replacing all of the surface and railing throughout the system. We're doing that half of the time, currently working on the west half while the east and southern half remains open. When the first phase is completed, we'll flip that, and you'll have to then enter from the north entrance to the facility while we work on the southern half. Altogether, that's about a one-year project and about a $4 million investment that we're making.
Okay. And then the last thing, just as, because I'm going to talk to Mayor D.C. Reeves later today, I'm going to ask him about the, you know, restoring recycling in the city of Pensacola, which I know they're, I guess they're working with Adams on this. So you guys are at this point not involved in the prospect of doing the hauling or collection, but I assume Adams is going to bring it to your MRF for deposit. And the one question I have is kind of as a ratepayer myself, do you guys at this point turn a profit on new recycling customers when you sell or offer that service to not your residents but to other organizations such as the city of Pensacola?
That's a great question. The recycling is the right thing to do, and that's the reason that we're in that business. It keeps excess waste out of our landfills, and it makes better reuse of products that would otherwise go into a landfill. So we've always made that investment. Recycling in general, you'll notice that there's not many private sectors. If there was private sector companies doing that work, if there was profit to be made, you'd see a lot more private companies doing that work. So usually sure. Receive subsidies from some level of state government. And it's kind of the same here. We use some of the excess or a portion of the money we collect from the sanitation services to underwrite the expense of recycling. But we did change rates 2 years ago to make sure that ECUA's Escambia County customers aren't underwriting the cost of providing recycling services to folks outside of our jurisdiction. We receive recycling materials from Okaloosa County, from some jurisdictions in Alabama, certainly the city of Pensacola, who aren't our sanitation customers either. And it was that increase in rates we did 2 years ago that prompted the city of Pensacola to rethink whether they wanted to do recycling or not.
Okay. So in-house for people who are clients or customers or citizens of yours, there is some cross-subsidizing of recycling as a value. But then when it comes to providing that service to people who are not your constituents, you don't do that anymore. That's what the rate increases were. And so, you know, basically the city of Pensacola is probably going to wind up subsidizing to some degree what Adams is doing, but ECUA won't be cross-shifting money internally to provide recycling to somebody outside of their area. Is that basically right?
That's a good summary. Yeah, they'll pay the same tipping fee rate of $60 if they bring it to us.
Okay. And that's what I wanted to, I'm always kind of curious about that, and that's what I wanted to understand. And I'm sure the folks in the city and in the county wanted to make sure that they understood that as well. Anything else? Anything else you did yesterday?
Go
ahead.
And again, just to be clear, Eastway is still in the recycling business. We're still providing curbside recycling for its customers, mm-hmm. even though the city of Pensacola is currently in a process of changing how they want to deploy those same services. ECUA has not stopped and is continuing to provide recycling services.
As a resident of the county, I can absolutely confirm that is the case because you come by every week and pick up both barrels. Bruce Woody, the executive director of ECUA, joins us every time there's a meeting to give us a recap of what happened. Again, the August 27th meeting will be the finalization of the rate increase that has been proposed so far. Bruce, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for running the organization and helping us understand it every time you share it with us on the radio. I'll talk to you again next month.
Yeah, appreciate the opportunity. Thank you, Andrew.
Absolutely. 6:50 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you need supplies for a project you're doing at your home, Pensacola Hardware, they are the place to go. They've been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851. One of the 50 oldest companies in the entire United States. I'm still amazed by that. 33 of the presidents have been in office while they have been in operation, like before the Civil War, older than Levi's. Like, they have been helping people. So when you walk around town and you look and you see a building that's 50 years old or 100 years old or 150 years old, I mean, they were probably involved in that. And they can help you too, whatever it is. If you're just an individual needing a little bit of help or supplies, or you build things for a living and you need advice or supplies or how to solve a problem that you've not seen before, go ask. They'll know. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-sized Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. At Costello's, they have all your summertime barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, brisket, pork butts, and so much more. And at Costello's, you will find all the best boar's head sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready for charcuterie boards to chicken salad, and of course the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. Fine wine and cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Let loose the Kraken!
Florida fact moment for you, or maybe I'll just lay it on you. I saw this on Facebook and I found it interesting, so I figured I'd share. The claim was, did you know that if you spend one day on every island in Florida, that it would take you 12 years and 4 months to complete the project? 4,510 islands, 10 acres or larger in the state of Florida. Now, I'll tell you, like, we go paddleboarding all the time, and there are a lot of, you know, small islands. I don't have a good grasp of 10 acres. It seems like that's a fairly sizable island, but I believe it. I mean, there are so many that you don't think about. So we have 4,500 islands in the state of Florida. Isn't that crazy? And that's not even like the teeny tiny ones. That's like substantial islands of 10 acres or more. Anyway, I thought that was weird. Let's see. We got David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David? David, your voice sounds different.
Sorry about that.
Did you drink too much mosquito blood there? Is that what that was?
So yeah, something like that.
Doing the news. I'm sorry. I'm just in a weird... I was up late last night at the Forum in Navarre, and then
I get it.
Didn't get a lot of sleep. Didn't even cover the RNC this time, but there are reasons, so go on.
Well, the feds are investigating Delta Airlines after all those canceled flights. Of course, all that started after that big computer glitch and outage last Friday. The Department of Transportation's Office of Aviation Consumer Protection looking at all the issues that Delta has had. Late Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee is set to lie in state in Houston at their city hall next week after her death at the age of 74. She began her political career as a municipal court judge there and then served on Houston City Council before being elected to Congress in 1994. And dozens of Democratic lawmakers not attending Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address to Congress today. That'll be a protest against the war in Gaza and the civilian casualties. Also not there today is Vice President Kamala Harris. She'll be at a previously planned campaign event, but does say she'll have a separate meeting with Netanyahu. And, of course, Donald Trump also meeting with Netanyahu at Mar-a-Lago later this week.
Very interesting. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. John Pickens got a traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly. That's a look at your traffic on the fives. I'm John Pickens.
Hey, if you need air conditioning, heating, electric, plumbing work done, Peden has been operating here in Pensacola for 55 years. In fact, they've got a bunch of birthday specials going on this year. I'll tell you about this month. I'll tell you about that in a second. But they've been expanding lately. In fact, they're not just a Pensacola company anymore. Like, they have gone all the way east to Tallahassee and all the way west last year to Baldwin County and this year to Mobile. And I remember talking about last year how they were expanding across even the state line, which is, you know, pretty impressive. So they are really the regional provider for all of these services. Professional, show up on time, do the work they said, and then, you know, stand by, 100% satisfaction guarantee. For their 55th anniversary this month, they have no service fee with air conditioning repairs and $55 off those repairs. Or if you don't repair and you go the route of replacement, $555 off a brand new system. I mean, they're pricey, but you know, saving $500 is not a bad thing. Find out more at Peden, PEADEN.com. 657 on News Radio Pensacola. John, have you driven Highway 98 lately?
No,
I haven't.
East of
Gulf Breeze? Okay. So I was on it last night. I had driven it before my wife and I had gone to a couple places. Like, we went out to that water park that they've got all the, you know, the play structures on over in Navarre, and we had seen it before, but I finally remembered to grab my camera and have it out, or my phone, when I had it out driving past. All the construction on 98 is enormous, right? It's just like all of it is under construction. Good news note, one is the sidewalk on the north side of the road looks like it's just about complete, substantially complete in a lot of places. And it's always good to see that kind of final layer of the project appear in some way, because everything else is going to eventually tie into that. So that's good news. The thing that catches my attention every time is, you know, when you drive on I-10, when they widened I-10 to six lanes east of 29 a couple years ago, and they put in those beautiful, decorative, off-lime green sound-suppressing walls that we all look at and marvel for their aesthetic value, right? And think to ourselves, man, why would you even want trees when you could have something like this, right? Okay, not joking, obviously. They've put some of those in on Highway 98 now. On the north side of the street, and I know some of them have been there for a little while, but they put some of those in. And it's just, what? Did you just have leftover in the inventory, had to use them somewhere? They're so ugly. And then there's one subdivision toward the east of the project where it's wall, wall, wall. And then you know how subdivisions often have like a little marquee sign when you turn into the subdivision? And there's that for about 50 feet. And then it's wall, 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 wall. And so it's just like we're trying to break out of the F-dot prison as we escape the border wall here. And somebody, I put this video up on Facebook talking about this, and somebody said, and the reports are from people who live in those areas that the wall actually does less to dampen the sound, which is clearly what it's there for, than, you know, just trees did before. Like, this is so weird. Like, irregular shapes and leaves and tree trunks do a better job of dampening and deflecting sound waves than a firm, hard, concrete surface?